Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, April the 24th. It's a Monday, though, the whole time. I love all the days. I'm appreciative of all the days. But, man, Mondays can just fuck all the way off. It's so difficult.
You just said two opposite things. No, they're all
great. It's wonderful. But fuck off. It is so annoying how... And listen, these days, I don't even really screw my schedule up all that bad. Like, I am pretty much asleep on the couch at 8:30, 9 o'clock every night. Can't really help it. But, man, I can't get to sleep on a Sunday night. It's impossible.
Oh, you didn't sleep well. Me neither. And you know what's funny? I'll tell you something. It's all in our heads. That's
yes,
for sure.
100%.
And I've struggled with this, and I've tried to do different things at different times, including drink myself to death. That was one of my techniques.
Not good. That's not good.
No, that wasn't working it out at all. But I will say that. So taxes are paid. Like, there's a few other, you know, things that were bugging me in the early part of the year that have now, you know, sort of cleared. And there's no reason for me to not have climbed into bed and drifted off just like I did Saturday night.
Just off, right. Exactly.
I went to bed Saturday night just fine, slept all night, had a great night's sleep. Last night, get in bed, I'm like, there's nothing to worry about. You're good.
Zero.
Have a good night's sleep, kid. I kiss myself goodnight, and then it gets in my head like, oh, but it is Sunday. I wonder how this is going to go, and it's over.
Right.
Like, I get a spike of adrenaline, and that's it. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to lay here.
Just start thinking about it. And even like later in the day on Sunday, as I get closer and closer to when I have to go to bed, I'm like, okay, now what do I have to do for tomorrow? Okay, what do I have to... Let me go clean up my desk. Let me go, you know, get out all the... Let's lay out some clothes. It's just like a... It's like a tension winder.
Yep.
I'm mentioning this because it sort of plays into the bad advice I want to do today. Because...
Oh, okay.
Because it is true that despite the fact that I hate fucking Mondays... You know, we got to come in and do a show. That's like that's the job. Like, we could terrible things can be happening in our lives, and we come in here and we are as professional as we can possibly be and try to leave our real lives at the door.
Right.
And have a fun little show. So this is I do not have a name here. In fact,
and it's not as easy as people think, by the way. I know that often, even on fan pages, which I recently looked at and went, "Wow, these are people who like us, huh? Okay."
What fan pages?
Yeah, it's one of the Facebook things. I like went there to read something and was like, what the? What?
There's an unofficial Sarah and Vinny Facebook
whatever
page,
whatever it is. I'm never going back.
Is it a secret show
like,
one?
Wow. What the?
Yeah, I've been. I don't like to do stuff like that. I just don't want to see what people have to say. I'm like, who cares? Who cares what people think, really?
Well, you know? I like to think that, you know, people who say they like you might have some nice things to say.
Or would maybe defend you against the bad things that other people say. Yeah, I hate that about them too, the motherfuckers.
Anyway, I do think that it's harder than people think. And I've had times where I've been struggling in my relationship with Christina, or I've had Isla, like when she became sick. Like there's things that make it really hard. You almost think like, shouldn't everybody in their life have a timeout? Just like, times, I can't do this today. I got to go.
I can't do it. And you can. A mental health day, you can.
Well, you can, but we just don't. You come in and you do the best you can. Anyway,
I actually find that this show heals me sometimes. I am, you know, I've cried all night or, you know, whatever horrible thing is going on in my life. And because everybody has that. Everybody has those horrible things that happen to you. And I would come in and because I shouldn't talk about that stuff and didn't, it actually was like an escape many times. Like I truly could put that thing down and put it aside. And I was like better able to I hadn't ground for those 4 or 5 hours. I didn't grind on that thing.
Yeah. Right.
And it,
right.
And I felt better about it.
It's a great distraction from actual real life. You know,
I know
the hard stuff
out
there.
Real life. It's true. All right. So here's the letter. Hey, it's not juicy. Just thinking about all of you.
All right.
I've been listening forever since 1998 when I moved to San Francisco, and you've played through my car speaker or my living room or the kitchen radio through so many moments. Moments we all shared, like 9/11 or the beginning of the pandemic, or moments that you each went through that were really personal, like when Vinny was really struggling with his drinking, or when Sarah's kids were little, or when your parents were sick, or when Isla was so sick.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How do you do it? How do you show up and talk for 4 or 5 hours about Gwyneth Paltrow shoving jade eggs up her cooch or other fluffy stuff that gets us through our mornings when we are mainlining coffee and fighting with our kids to get their shoes on for school when your head is somewhere else? I am sure you've woken up puffy and sad from a fight with your spouse the night before, but you somehow plaster on a smiley voice and get through the morning. Does it get easier? Honestly, I know it doesn't sound like it, but I'm actually a super cheerful person. But fuck this morning. I woke up and it's goddamn raining again, and I'm just so fucking over it, and you're killing it and making my morning livable. And it's not just S&V. It's Bryn with somehow finding the ridiculous sound bites that are cracking me up while he no doubt has a baby strapped to him, which is true a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Or Axel, who's saying stupid shit and then regretting it and keeps saying he's going to dump it, but I'm hearing it, so somehow he didn't, and it's so funny. Anyway, the question, which I guess is somewhat rhetorical, is how do you do it? How do you wake up shitty one morning and somehow shake it off and make our mornings bearable? You don't need to say my name. I think we just talked about it.
Yeah, anybody we just
have
did.
Anything to...
You know what's really kind of weird is that Christina and I just talked about this last night in that she was, we were watching the ball game, the Warriors, and she was saying, how do these people, if they're fans of any one of the teams they call, not get like let out their emotional investment in that particular team? And I don't know if Doris, I think her name's Doris Burke, whatever it is. I don't know that she loves the Warriors, but her question to me was sort of like, how do you keep from, and I said to her quite frankly, like, look, I think there is, as unprofessional as Sarah and Vinny can be at times, there's a professionalism that you sort of work on over time and you learn, like, even if we're not like being super, we will turn everything into a show. Everything ends up being material for the show, even if we are sort of coming undone on over one thing or another. It ends up having to be turned into entertainment, or no one's going to listen to it.
Right.
So in general, we try to just stay pro because that's what we got to do. But if anything comes, you know, bleeding out the sides, it's got to be turned into some kind of entertainment or something relatable. Or it's or that's no good for our show or our ratings or
it is
the people
true
listening.
that we overshare too. I mean, there's no, like, the fact that you know that Vinny went through some bunch of shit with Isla, or you know, the fact that we know that Vinny got drunk and fell off the show, and that these things are, become things that we talk about. That, and for me, like I said, it's super therapeutic sometimes. Like, something can be going on, and it's like bad advice in a way. We just fucking talk it out. But we don't do it in like a reverent way. We're not super careful with each other because we all kind of know where we stand. So it's, you know, you might wind up taking a bunch of shit for something, but in the end, you wind up laughing at it with everybody.
Right.
And it can make it feel a lot better. I mean, there's certain things that, you know, you can't really laugh about. And there are definitely things that we haven't shared on the air and, you know, real life stuff and private, super private things. But for the most part, it's like you said, everything becomes part of the show. Like, everything becomes a bit. We're professionally unprofessional. And then it's like a perfect example is yesterday at lunch, or 2 days ago, whatever it was, at lunch with Maddie, when this like kid on a $3,000 bike is begging for $2. I was like, maybe we should have offered him, say, listen, I'll give you $100. Give me that bike. You know, like maybe that would have been the thing.
Until his
like,
dad showed up at your house saying, "Give me the fucking bike back."
Well, they didn't know where I
was. What are you taking a bike from a kid for? What's wrong with you?
It was because he was out there begging, Mister. Give your kid his allowance.
Well, that's it.
Would you catch him watching porn or something?
I'm gonna guess that kid, while his parents may have bought him a $3,000 bike, he's cash poor.
Yeah,
that's kids.
Well,
you know,
it seems
they don't
that
have
way.
Gigs, and I know that I started working at 12 because I wanted walking money. Yeah. I needed walking. I was not going to ask my dad. I need cigarette money, man. You got any? You got
can
a spare? You
can
know,
you slip
I forget
me a
what
10?
They cost. Were they like $1.25 a pack in that at that point?
Probably. I don't know. You know, I remember my mom would hand me 60 cents and a note, and I would walk down to the corner store, and I would get her a pack of Salems.
Today, you would be rescued by the police,
yes.
And they'd go home and...
And I'd
Ellie
be adopted out. I'd go to CPS. Goodbye. You're not allowed. You're clearly an unfit mother. I know. But it was nothing. Or actually, you know what? I think she would give me a dollar and I could buy like a 15 cent candy bar and like a maybe a Coke or something. And there would still be enough money for the cigarettes.
Yeah. So they were pretty cheap. But anyway, that was one of the reasons why I needed the money that I wanted to play video games. I wanted to play, you know, I wanted to buy a soda. Or, you know, a piece of candy or cigarettes or...
Sure.
You know.
Or whatever.
40-ouncer.
Yes.
That eventually did become
that wasn't
part of the
wasn't long.
Hey,
wasn't,
mister.
Yeah, it wasn't long after.
Can you help me out?
Yep.
Can you go buy me liquor with your money?
I did that so much as a young man. I can't believe no one's ever asked me. Not that I would do it,
right.
You know, as a returning the favor, but... I'm just surprised.
You like, guys ever get hey mistered?
I haven't, no.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually have, which is kind of weird too.
Yeah, I don't think kids do it like we did. I don't think they're interested. It's very strange.
Or they've found another way. Because I don't think this lack of interest is the thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Kids are still partying there. You know,
can a 3D printer make a fake ID? Is that possible?
I bet, maybe.
I don't know. I bet AI could.
Or I bet they can, like, make a fake account with their parents' ID to get it delivered or something like that, you know, through Instacart.
Oh.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
There's that.
You think Instacart? You can get a fake ID on Instacart?
Well, no. You can use your parents' ID to sign up for it.
Oh, and
yeah, you don't have to get a fake ID.
I see what you're saying. And then Instacart just shows up. But, you know, a lot of times when they deliver alcohol to your house, somebody's got a sign.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you get your friend with the beard, right? It's like, get Bill, he's 16, but he's got a full beard.
You know,
he's the hairiest, most grown-looking man.
This show's 18 and up, only kids.
Yes,
get out of here. So I feel okay sharing this here, but I swear to you, and I, you know, when you have to be, you have to really look inside yourself when you're thinking of the happiest days of your life.
Right.
And on that list is the day, not just the day I got my fake ID, because that was only part of the ingredient. The day I walked out of a store with beer in my hand that I walked in and bought because my fake ID let me. And I'm walking back to the car as if,
oh my God,
as if it was Christmas, the first time I had sex, and like some other kind of drug-induced joy all at once. I was like, oh,
we knew you had a problem at that moment.
I floated back to the car with my fake ID bought beer and was like, life has just fucking begun.
Oh my God.
Welcome, world.
Oh, Vinny, that's actually—it's actually a very sad story.
It's not. It's very. That's as honest as I can be. Like that was a.
I'm happy for you. I never had a fake ID, and I could feel the joy.
Yeah. Oh God! I mean,
I couldn't get one that worked. None of them. I just, you know, I would borrow people's IDs or whatever. They're like, just don't get it.
I just walked out.
Confiscate it.
Oh, you just stole it?
Yeah, I just walked out without it. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to show anybody my ID. We're just going to leave. Oh. But I was almost as happy, you know.
We had a liquor store next to my high school that just was known. Oh, they'll give it to you. Oh. And I think they're still there. I wonder
how
if it's the same owner.
How is that possible? Once all the kids know, it's ruined.
Kids are such narcs.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
But we used to go there and get it. And, you know.
Get it?
Just hold your breath. Hey, can I get that one thing? Oh, she's doing it. She's giving it to me. Oh, shit.
You don't have to bag it. This is taking too long. Let me out of here.
All right. So, I mean, not like a real bad advice, but I like that. That's kind of just a fun thing to talk about, and all our problems that we hide. And how do we get on it's just like the good times, the times of life.
Mm.
How do we get where we are now? I never know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it doesn't really matter. Please write us your problems.
Oh,
I have
because
one for
of the
tomorrow.
Boy trying to $2 you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
That's it. Uh-huh.
Right, that everything that everything that happens to us, we're like, how can I use that on the show? Good. Look at you, Vinny. Somebody always gets us back to the
amazing
origin.
Amazing.
I have one for tomorrow. I'll start it for you. I've been a listener since I was being driven in middle school when I was 11. Now I'm 32. Slurps. And it's an interesting question.
Okay,
so
go.
We'll no, I'm going to do
the question?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, yeah, go.
It's a kid question. You know how
even like should we have kids kind of thing? Like should Alex
sort
have
of
kids, or?
No, it's not about Alex, but it's sort of about that, but not entirely.
What's the
like
next
it's a
sentence?
It's a really interesting No, I'm not doing
that. Oh, come on.
I can't give you the next one.
We're
all
rolling.
Right, here it is. This is an age-old problem I could use some unbiased bad advice on. I can attest that this is my own work and is not written by another source like The Atlantic. So we'll find out all about it tomorrow on The Secret Show. And you can send your bad advice questions to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at Radio Alice. And we'll see you back here then.
That's
Bye.
It. I'm not saying those words. You need to read the rest of that.
I'm not doing it.
Do it.
Okay, we'll just hang then.
All right.
Because the show's not over until you do it.
Mm. All right. See how long this goes for.
It could go for a while. I have a couple things I could work on here. Oh, he stews.
You suck, man.
Do I just know how to work you?
All right. The end. Shit.